Welcome back to the Discovery Life podcast. This is your host, Razia Hamidi. This is part three of the series, How to Make Your Best Dua This Ramadan. Now, don't do what this sister did, but do learn from her burning desire and wording to get your delayed duas manifested. For years, she'd been asking Allah to get married. And year after year, she remained single. She was willing to even take unsound advice. And that advice was, make the waf around the Kaaba 70 times and you'll get married. Disclaimer, this is not from Islam, so don't do it. But that's what she did. 70 sets of the waf. 7 rounds equals 490 circuits. By her 60th round, her legs were burning. Her body was weak and she couldn't breathe. But that only intensified her dua. She demanded, O Allah, you will find a husband for me even if you need to take one of your angels and convert him into a man. That's what you're going to need to do. I will marry that person. Burning desire, upgraded wording. For 10 years, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, may Allah have mercy on him, and his wife had been trying for children. Every year, he upgraded his dua, tweaked his wording, until it became, O Allah, I will not go into the afterlife without children. You will give me a daughter. Many of you might be feeling uncomfortable with the command tone of these du'as. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you are making du'a, do not say, O Allah, forgive me if you wish. O Allah, forgive me if you wish. You should be firm in your asking, for there is no compelling him. In the other episode, we talked about inspiration and bringing your heart out on paper. Now let's select the du'as you want to take with you. And these are the du'as you'll ask for at least once every day until the end of Ramadan and beyond. Now pause here for a moment. You might be wondering, why do I have to select from all the desires I wrote down? Why can't I ask for them all? Clarity, focus, completion. When you're selective on what you want to know, on what you want now, you decide what you want to focus your energy, attention, and time on. As we'll discuss in this final episode, making your dua is only half the answer. There is action you'll need to take too. So this system ensures that there's no burnout, no overwhelm. We find that sweet spot to be six selected duas you'll make every day consistently. Your selection criteria is as follows. It gives you butterflies of excitement. You have a burning desire to do what it takes. It's refreshed, new, exciting wording. You're willing to ask for this daily, and you can visualize it concretely. If you find your old du'as coming up on this list, then refresh them with this strategy, especially if it's a du'a you've been making for years. So burning desire, butterflies of excitement, refreshed and new exciting wording, willing to ask for this daily, and visualize it concretely. Now, number one, ask yourself, do I have a burning desire to do what it takes for this dua? Are you willing to get up in the middle of the night every night? Are you willing to get more passionate and put in the work to get it done? Say the duas to complete the hifz of Quran. Are you sure that's what you want? If you never completed it, would you feel intense pain? Are you willing to commit to a daily or weekly class? If yes, great. Move to the next step. If not, it's perfectly fine to drop the dua. This is an example of a dua coming from the head and not the heart. If you're willing to drop it, then leave it with Allah. Consider the dua made and Allah does not forget. You can move on. Number two, make your dua bigger and tweak the wording. Instead of asking for a baby, tweak it until it gives you butterflies of excitement. Ya Wahab, bless me with giving my son a hug on the day of his wedding. Instead of asking for a good job, how about, Ya Razak, make me the manager in a Fortune 500 company? Can you see how the shift in dua wording gives you the passion you need when making dua? Number three, get even more passionate about the dua. Getting more passionate and having a burning desire are essentially the same thing. The burning desire is something internal, while getting more passionate is the manifestation of that. Instead of making your dua with a slow, dehydrated, weak attitude, get super intense and pumped to make dua and day and night in prostration, in your commute, in the middle of the night, and after wudu, all the times when dua is accepted. Inshallah, we're going to continue and talk about the final ingredient and missing piece of the entire puzzle. You see, for some, they feel it wasn't meant to be. That's what he said when he was asked if he'd been making dua for children. Sheikh Mohammed didn't accept that as an answer. He famously responded, "How do you know Allah's plan?" You see, he took his friend who had been childless for years and he took him to Baby Gap and asked, "Boy or girl?" Bewildered, his friend unthinkingly said, "Boy." They chose an outfit, argued about who would pay, and headed home. The following Eid, his friend called Sheikh Mohammed to give him the good news of a son. He had only one regret. Well, we'll let dear Sheikh Mohammed Faqih tell you the full piece that you can watch online as well to see what he responded. The missing piece of the dua making puzzle is take action as though your dua has already been answered. During the persecution of Muslims in Mecca, Abu Bakr was one of the first to want to leave, but the Prophet ﷺ asked him to stay should he be given a companion to leave with. Secretly, Abu Bakr had been making dua that the companion he spoke of was the Prophet ﷺ himself, and so he waited. In the still of the night, Abu Bakr received a knock on the door. It was the Prophet ﷺ informing him they were ready to leave for Medina immediately. His daughter Aisha Radhanha recalled, "I had always heard about tears of joy, but never understood it until I saw my father cry out of happiness that night. He didn't know when he'd be chosen, but he made dua, and when the answer came, he was already prepared. Two camels ready, food for two people packed, and a travel guide secured. He took action as though his dua was already answered." A Bedouin asked the Prophet ﷺ an important question. "When I leave my camel behind, do I tie it or simply trust Allah will secure it?" His response was, "Tie your camel and trust in Allah. Your dua is only half the equation. The other half is that you take action." Prophet Nuh ﷺ was commanded to build a boat, Maryam to shake the tree, Musa to strike his staff. Small actions that led to miracles. Dua for marriage, start shopping for a dress, the wedding hall, or a gift for your spouse. Dua for Hajj, pack your bag, order your ihram, or sign up with a group. Dua for a baby, buy an outfit, start a registry, or design the nursery, read parenting books. Do you see how tawakkul is more than just a state of the heart? It's a verb, and it manifests in how you behave. As we conclude this final section of this series, let's talk about what this means for you moving forward. Your action steps: internalize your list of du'as. No more than six, as we explained in the previous episode. This means memorize them, know them, let them be your north star, that which determines how you spend your time and what decisions you make in life. Number two, daily du'a habit. Choose a time of day you will make your du'as. Same time every day for consistency. Bonus points for choosing a time or place where du'as are guaranteed, like sujood, after the adhan, after wudu. Three, shukr habit. Live a life of thankfulness. Allah said, "If you are thankful, I will surely increase you." Number four, act as though your du'a has already been answered. Goosebumps. If you'd like to take this to the next level, every year in Ramadan, we come together to design our dream du'as. While 2023 is now closed, you can still make your intention for Visionary Ramadan 2024, inshallah. This is where the largest community to ever come together to design dua regroups to raise the bar on their dream duas. We reminded you that your duas need to be a daily routine, not just in Ramadan, but even beyond. That's because the inspiration that comes from Visionaire during Ramadan, the depths you go to uncover your heart's desires, the work you do to raise them and word them is unparalleled when you start it in Ramadan. You come into Visionaire thinking you know what you want. You come out on the other side is an entirely different person. As always, like and subscribe, and we appreciate every review that we get. With best wishes to see you succeed at the highest level, Razia Hamidi, discover you, the legacy of Sheikh Mohammed Al-Sharif.